This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
And we're in, Demi. We're rolling.
Here we
another
go.
Classic, BigSoftTitty.png. Welcome, listeners.
Week, I don't even know, of the cone virus, and we're trying to keep our distance from everybody, which means we don't get to watch any of our favorite sports. Sports stadiums are shut.
Yes.
Because that's where most of the viruses live. And so one of the sports that I am missing the most is cricket.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the reason we can't open these sports stadiums is because there's no way you get through a game of cricket without hugging the person next to you in elation or despair. It's a sport that brings up the greatest of feelings to the smallest of men.
Only the smallest men. A man that is not as tall as a chair on its side.
Actually, it's kind of brings emotion to the full spectrum of humanity. Cricket, what a game. What a great game that is essentially about... Hey, wait. I think I've stumbled onto something here.
Okay.
Is cricket...
Oh, stand up. Stand back up.
All right. And I stumble over something and I tripped and I fell on my bottom and now I'm standing back
bottom,
up.
Bottom, pants go boom.
Now, cricket is kind of a proto-dota. Because what you're doing there, if you're a batsman, is protecting your ancient, the wickets. If there was just one batsman, then the rest of the people, the fielders, they're all on another team, and there's two bowlers going at the same time, you've got yourself a MOBA, baby.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
So right now you might as well be saying, hey, Demi, don't you think that quantum physics is exactly the same as going to an all-boys private school? And I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah,
Yes.
That's the exact amount of your experience that I'm tapping into with this.
Yes, that's exactly. Sorry. So Dota is some kind some kind of male daughter. Is that it?
It's an Italian daughter. Daughter.
Is that right?
I don't know. Well, let's flee that subject of conversation as quickly as we can.
I'm just missing my favorite sports, and I just want to know what sports you're missing.
I mean, God, when you think of all the sports. I'm missing primarily the hat-based sports. I miss having an opportunity to throw on one of those good baseball caps, go out, catch a seventh inning stretch, and then bean home in time for apple pie.
I love to bean home. And one of my sports that I'm missing as well, because I think you're a hat-based sports, I like those I miss Jeremy's game, where you throw not the balls, but the men who are... on the sport field.
There's two people in Jeremy's game. You're a man thrower or you're a thrown man. And the thrown man has to maintain a strong grip on that ball lest it go onto the ground. And then you have to start all over again. Have to go through the whole opening ceremony. Have to carry the torch into the stadium. Kill the fatted lamb.
Yes. And that's how you know which are the throne men, for they are Greece.
Witches?
Which is the grown man. That's his name, the best player of the sport.
Oh, great choice of nickname there, because I would love to be, if I was a professional sports person, I think my name, like if I'm being brought into the cage for an MMA match, my nickname would be Tom Witches Behind You, Walker. Just so to get the drop on my opponent, they'd be like, huh?
Yeah.
They turn around, checking the cage.
Yeah, every time.
Looking for hats.
Look at that.
Maybe sometimes I'll change it, you know, just to keep them on their toes.
Yeah.
And please walk into the cage. In the red corner, Tom, are your shoelaces untied? And then by then I've already, I don't remember wearing shoes when I stepped in the cage.
So, are you imagining that this is a two-person game where we find men of around equal height and weight, and there are large hoops either end of the field, and you have to throw the other man into your hoop before he throws you?
This being Jeremy's game?
Just being Jeremy. Oh, no, you have to protect your man from getting thrown.
Yeah.
And they have to protect theirs.
This sounds a lot like being a parent. Or, alternatively, sumo wrestling. I think this is just...
This is four-man sumo wrestling.
Yeah, anything where... Fuck, speaking of, have you ever watched those, like... There was, like, a campaign. I'm sure I've talked about this before. There was a campaign for people to be like, okay, well, there's clearly a hole in the MMA market. So what we're going to do, we, the very cool people of Russia, we're going to start team-based MMA. And boy, is it upsetting to watch.
Oh, man.
Just watching like teams of five guys be like, and charge at each other. And just getting, boy, do they lose a fight real quick as soon as one person goes down.
Coins flying everywhere.
If the Marios get hit, it's coins flying everywhere. As soon as one of the Sonics gets donked, there's rings everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was trying to follow your thing. I'm not sure why you brought up the coins flying everywhere.
Because I thought that Sonic explodes into coins, but it's rings. You're right.
Yeah. Okay.
How many proposals has he turned down, but then been a sassy bitch and kept the ring?
I would love to keep the ring. Mount it up on the wall like a trophy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that like us like putting a kidney we've had removed up on the wall?
Mm.
Sonic made out of rings? Why has he got all those?
Mm, I see. I don't think he's eating the rings as he runs into them. Though the sound could be them slipping through his skin.
Like...
Yeah, sorry, I was trying to think of a way. I don't think he's ingesting the rings.
They're just
fucking clipping into him and becoming part of him.
Why doesn't he get bigger?
They could be in his pockets, because I know whenever someone bumps into me on the streets, what happens to me is every single item in my pockets just falls onto the floor and I have to quickly sprint around and gather them up.
Yeah.
You know, my bus pass, that's on the floor. I'm like, oh, my Opal card.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my wallet, my keys. My admission to the little dick club. What else would be in my pockets, Demi?
Maybe
the good boyfriend guide that I never got around to reading.
Your horse admiring monocle.
Yes.
You've got your a birthday card for your dental assistant.
Something that is like written down, just like a written down on the back of a receipt for like the reject shop of like, you know, two toys that I thought would be funny to have around and then never used. But then like there's a note on the back of that that's just like a reminder to myself to Google man kisses gun.
Yeah.
Because I think there might be something funny there.
You got a little note there. You got like a drawstring of very hot gems.
Mm.
Drawstring bag of hot gems.
Interesting.
Probably.
I'm feeling like you have an understanding of me that differs from my self-image.
In what way?
Whatever. I want to talk a bit about the war that I think we've gotten into recently, Demi.
I want to die. Yeah?
I think that you and I come from two separate sides of the aisle on one issue, and that is you adore the creation of sandwiches, whereas as an agent of chaos, prefer eating the raw sandwich ingredients with my hands while standing in front of the fridge.
Well, here's one thing that I'll say, and we already know that I'm right about this because many, many people have given their opinion and said that I am.
When have large groups of people ever been wrong before, huh?
I mean, Flint, Michigan, till the day it came
on. Keep going.
There's You just eat a whole lettuce. You'll just eat a lettuce, a whole one. But the way that I saw you do it the other day surpassed even my wildest nightmares, where you basically grabbed the side of the lettuce and clenched your fist until you had a fistful of lettuce. You didn't pull leaves off. You took a chunk of lettuce out the side through the middle of a leaf and put that fistful in your mouth.
That's what I've discovered recently. That's a new change in my lettuce eating tactics, because it takes less time than peeling off a leaf, being all exact.
Does it?
And also, you get a refreshing mixture of crispnesses. Anyway, I wanted to talk about this because I feel
Christmas.
Like
I love when we wrap up our lettuces, put them under the tree, the Christmas tree.
Yeah. Oh, it's big sock time, everyone.
Quick.
Come on.
Get your loose pickles, loose wet pickles out of the big red sock.
Yeah. Everyone get in. Everyone get in. That old man's looking at his big list of kids. Oh, and he's updating in real time. Yeah. Santa's now, I mean, Jesus Christ. Looking forward for Christmas 2021. We're all going to be delivered masks, sure, or toilet paper. Yeah. And don't you know that Santa's going to be checking his Google Doc?
Yes.
He's going to be making a Google Doc and checking it twice.
He's had a Google Doc ever since once he accidentally swallowed his never-ending child list. And then there was a so-called baby boom, and the list got so big in his tummy that it became distended, and he had to have multiple bypass surgeries just to remove it from the many organs that the list had impaled.
The reindeers are standing over him.
The reindeers are standing
over him. They're holding Rudolph in there to see in all the crevices and cavities.
Cutting
him open.
And you know what? Because Santa's such a big, jolly guy, and no anesthetic, because it just wouldn't work. It just doesn't work. And his metabolism is so high, even though he's such a round fella.
Yeah, I think if I'm right here, remembering it, ho, ho, ho turned into oh, oh, oh.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Oh, oh, oh. Fuck. No. Fuck. Fuck. I'm Santa. Fuck.
Give
no,
me something
fuck.
To bite down on. I've already severed my tongue. Yeah. It'll grow back. I am immortal, but this is an agony far beyond my own imagining.
Yeah. And then his wife left him.
I mean, yeah, that's really rubbing salt in the wound.
Yeah. But she, it wasn't like, she was just like, it's funny.
It sucks that, yeah, it's.
She's a psychopath, kind of.
Oh, yeah, but she's a demon in the sack.
Yes.
Santa's
sack of gifts. She's a demon in there. She'd shoving all the toys where they ought not be.
All right. It's so tragic that happened to Santa, of course. He was standing there holding his sandwich in his left hand and the list in his right hand.
Just and he had a lift.
Softly saying to himself, and I just wish we could just once go past me making a pronunciation error, fuck this, and just immediately trying to correct myself and just not comment on it so I could edit it out later. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen today or any other day.
I was trying to help you.
You were trying to help me.
Yeah, he was holding a lift as well. He was drinking it.
You have such a fun way of doing that. You have such a fun way of helping. Just coming through and just, oh, you're trying to hold that vase? You're trying to, oh, you just dropped it on the floor and got like a little ding, and now you're trying to stand it back up on the pedestal? Oh, let me smash. See, now you have so many little vases.
No. I would be standing there yelling, look what Tom meant to do.
Oh, great, everyone. Tom's finally opened the museum's shattered vase room.
This is Tom's new game, Dangerous Floor.
This sucks. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm Tom Walker. That's Demi Lardner.
I'm Demi Lardner.
And we're having such a good time. I, of course, am the agent of chaos in the house.
And I'm the smaller agent of chaos.
Yeah, smaller but much worse agent of chaos.
Thanks.
You are. You definitely are.
How?
You are definitely the more chaotic of the two of us.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, for sure, dude.
Prove.
Today, and this isn't related to that, but I just figured we should tell people that today we put the cat in a bag. Again, we're real proverb freaks around the house. We've been hearing them for so long, we wanted to take them out on a test drive. But no, we had to put the cat in a bag to take him to the vet. We've got a bag that, like, you put him in, and then his head pokes out one side, and then you zip up the end side so he can't Can't get out.
Can't get out. So his head is out there, and you kind of adjust it so that he can't get his paws out. And it's the idea is that they feel like secure in this bag, and you can still scratch him on the head. And I've taken him to the vet in it once, and the vet was like, "Wow, he loves it." And I was like, "Sure."
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to need to see your vet card, because what I'm looking at right now is a furious head. Unless you've got like x-ray vision and you can see he's giving a little thumbs up inside there. Yeah. I don't think he's loving it. This is a cat that looks furious all the time.
He's currently a blue blob with the angriest face you've ever seen in your life. And a handle.
Yeah. I've been around this cat for years, and let me tell you, I don't think he's ever looked like he's loving anything. Tolerating, sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, then we got him, what, I'd say 15 meters down the street.
Yeah. And he just started pissing all on my hand.
It was so bad.
Through the bag, and I was like, huh, that's piss.
Oh, good. Tom, our cat bag is leaking, dear. Oh, Tom, the cat bag's liquid has come ever so soon. Cat piss, that famously normal-smelling item.
Perchance, dear Tom, for to make the cat more comfortable, did you slip a go-gurt into the bag? Some sort of opened go-gurt for to make the cat as comfy as poss?
Finally, the cat's just like, oh, now to piss unobserved.
Yeah, because I had to take the lid off of his piss tray.
Yeah.
Why did I do that?
It smelt worse with the lid on, and also you couldn't see how bad things had gotten when the lid was on his piss tray.
Yeah, true.
So with it off, we both maintain it more, but also the smell diffuses enough that we are just disgusting people who smell lightly of cat piss at all times. Oh, I love him so much.
I love him so much. Anyway. And then Tom, for some reason, is like won't comment on the fact that I was like, hey, I got this to help tomorrow.
So just to check in on your mic technique, Demi, you're holding the microphone at a 90-degree angle to your mouth. You're turning to me and holding it explicitly away from your lips, which is a technique I love that you've just been curating. You're doing this, is what you're doing. You're holding the mic.
It's still, no, that is you're still putting getting it the same amount of noise.
Perpendicular to, like parallel to the ground, and then you're turning this way over here. So you're getting far less noise. And may I say, the confidence with which you argued back to me,
to
the person
wearing
the headphones, that you're creating the exact amount of noise by talking away from the microphone. It's just another reason why you're just the best at what you do. So if we could just get back to that avant-garde podcasting where, you know what? The mic's behind the head for this one. We're styling on him now. We're podcasting with the mic behind our head.
I'm like, I wanted to see what it would be like to be a wrestler lying on his side.
You look like a baby comedian that someone was trying to force to take their big spoonful of podcast and was like, no, no. I don't want to be live.
I don't. No. I don't want to be live or alive.
Okay, so we're going to take a break.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thanks for your support.
No, no worries. Just before we started recording, Demi said, you know, I'm just worried that I suck. And I kind of silently turned back to the laptop, pressed record. Apparently not the feedback she was looking for.
All right, it's time for another episode of Demi's Upset and Mad.
Demi's upset. Demi's upset. Demi's upset. Demi's upset. Demi's upset and mad. Volume 2.
This is a segment where I do. I don't know if you guys have heard of like Bill Maher, the science guy. But he
isn't Bill Maher the guy that said the N word on TV?
Oh, did he?
Oh, he's been like.
Oh, what the fuck? I mean, well, I was just gonna.
It
say...
It was like it's the punchline to a bit. He was like, oh. "I am not at house," and then he says the word, and the whole audience is like, "Whoa, what are you doing?
What the fuck?"
Yeah.
I just know him as like I thought he was just like, oh, I'm a cranky, shitty old guy.
I mean,
and he's like, he's the one that goes like, no rule, millennials have to suck my dick.
I think you're melding the Bill Maher that exists with an Andrew Dice Clay because
doesn't Bill Maher?
Yeah, but he's much smugger and he's.
Do new rule? Doesn't he do new rule?
Here's my understanding. As an Australian who's never watched a full Bill Maher show, Bill Maher can best be summed up as like a, I saw that the Cheeto-in-Chief is in the news again. Good. Don't know how he got in there. Perhaps he took a wrong turn on the way to the bathroom store where he's going to buy something to be gay with Vladimir Putin in.
Oh, that's funny, though.
So he's that kind of guy.
Yeah. But he does the thing, but he does new rules, right?
Yeah,
where he's like a guy that gets on rants and stuff. So all I'm saying is I'm like him, but if he didn't just say the N word as a punchline. I'm like, so spoiler.
Yeah, my bad for my bad for taking the person you compare them to and being like, oh, the slur sayer? And make you be like, no, different, very different.
The only thing that I know about him is people are like, hey, you know that fucking piece of shit who makes up new rules? Anyway.
Yeah.
Bill Maher, the yelling guy.
Yeah. Anyway, do it time for one of Demi's upset and mad, one of your classic rants.
Man, I just can't stand these penis owners pissing on the penis seat, the toilet seat, getting piss all over it. We could just make a slippery dip, a funnel that goes into that makes your piss go in straight in the toilet hole.
So I feel like this is aimed at me.
No, I'm talking about people who piss all over the seat. And that's everyone who does that, who piss everywhere, all over the seat.
Right.
And sometimes just next to the toilet as well, next to it.
Oh, yeah, sometimes you don't realize that you're pissing.
Yeah, so, you know, people that just treat the whole room where the toilet is as if the whole room is the toilet.
And I really...
Because it's made out of, I guess, similar materials, and they're like, well, close enough. And, you know, when you're, like, sort of going in there expecting to just be able to sit straight down just do that, and then you've got piss sort of on your legs.
Yep.
And the legs that you use to sort of sit on the toilet seat with because, silly me, anyone didn't look and see the
I
piss
think,
there.
Okay, something this has brought
and
up
on
is
the floor
I think,
next to the toilet as well.
I think that maybe I have a problem checking my phone while I pee. Because I love to do it. Sometimes, if I've got particularly engaging content on the phone, I will be on my phone with both hands, just kind of letting my dick do whatever it wants in a much smaller version of the fire hose whipping around as the water courses through it.
And you've hired that tiny, tiny man to hold onto the side of your dick.
Yeah, he's going, whoa!
Riding the hose like a rodeo, kind of,
No, he's being dragged all around.
So when he comes through the door and he, like, clocks in and goes cha-chunk on the wall and stamps his card, and I'm like, oh, great, so I'm about to walk into Piss Academy then.
Yeah, and I keep telling you, you know what, he's an expense, but also I'll do anything to make this thing look bigger.
Yeah, and I did notice you are paying him out of our joint bank account too.
Yep. You know what I've also been looking into? Getting some smaller pubes.
Oh,
much longer.
longer,
but thinner.
Yeah.
Thinner pubes.
Like fine pubes.
Yeah.
But like gossamer. Great, but great though. Yeah. Like not fine, like okay, they're great, very fine.
Oh,
pubes.
They're so long. But just something to, really that long. Makes it look like this, instead of right now where it's like a fucking, my dick most of the time looks like a worm that's had a bad day at work. Like
right.
It's just going, moo.
And
I would love for it to look
have
like.
To do with that?
Interesting. What are you doing on your computer there, Demi?
Nothing. I'm not. I don't even have a computer.
You are holding a laptop and you're looking at it.
Never even owned
which
one.
Which is against the rules of the podcast, which is that you are not just, allowed to look at a screen.
I was trying to. That's not. Well, that's a rule that you. That I'm not going to enforce.
Okay. And just another example of why you're not allowed to look at a screen.
Right. So this is what I was looking for. I was trying to find the name of Sweetums the Muppet. Because that was what I was imagining that your dick will look like once we've got the very long hair.
I'm gonna look at Sweetums. Oh, it's the very hairy Muppet.
Yeah.
What a sweet guy. Kind of looks like a evil Grug. Kind of looks like a gritty reboot of Grug.
I kind of like Grug was okay, but the fact that he has those large staring eyes make me kind of not trust him. I think I like Sweetums more because he makes me think of David. He's like our cat, David.
Yep.
Tom, our cat.
Yes.
Because he looks really angry, but he's got a sweetness about him.
Yes.
I think it's his bottom tusks.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Anyway, that's what I'm mad about. I wish there wasn't piss all over everything.
All right. And so we're going to go into... I've got a deep dive for you, Demi.
Great. Tom Deep Dive. Internet Deep Dive. Tom Deep Dive. Internet Deep Dive. Tom went on the internet.
This is a pretty light deep dive this week. I've just been on Fiverr a lot. I love that website. If you don't know, Fiverr is a freelancer hiring website.
It's so interesting that you're doing this segment as well because I did an accidental deep dive when I swam through the rivers of piss in our bathroom.
Okay,
earlier.
So we're just going to move on from the complaining about piss segment, okay. If you don't mind.
All right, go ahead.
Right, so that part of the podcast is pretty much over. And honestly, looking at it now, the waveform seems corrupted, so I don't know if it's even going to get
it. Oh, does it? It's not going to make it?
Yeah, it's all over the place.
That's all right. I backed it up. I've got my own recorder.
Oh, I just check the backup and it seems like those have actually been deleted too.
Yeah, well, I'm also wearing a wire, so. So. Now who's stupid?
Yeah, yeah. It's and it actually really suits you. Do you think there's ever been like a really vain undercover cop who's like, oh, I don't know, doesn't this ruin my figure?
Yeah, I do think that.
Good, I'm glad.
What,
all right.
What else would he say?
Really vain undercover cop.
Yeah,
okay.
So like,
undercover? God, I wish I was on top of the covers. Looking like a gorgeous babe.
I think a vain undercover cop would be a undercover lights off cop. It's like kind of a joke about fucking.
I see.
Isn't that?
Undercover lights
of,
off. That so that wouldn't works. Be really vain. I feel like that would be an insecure undercover cop.
Oh, dang. True. Yeah. Okay. So that's insecure undercover cop. So what would vain undercover cop be?
All right. So I've been on Fiverr.
Yeah.
What I've been doing, Demi, is just checking out all my favorite services. You can buy ever so many things there. Turns out a lot of it is complete bull or dog shit.
Oh.
It's a hell of a place. Here's one I've found.
Yeah.
I will walk around the whole day with your choice of accent. So this is for $7.
You're going to walk around with me or?
I will walk around at school all day talking to teachers in your choice of accent. I will walk around to all the staff rooms talking to teachers, and if they question my accent, I will call them racist. It's really hard to walk away from something like that.
Oh, boy.
Right? I've spent my money on worse things than...
I do really want to... Can we pay the kid?
Absolutely.
How old's the kid?
Oh, listen, I don't think it's going to be an age where you're happy about with that answer.
Yeah, okay.
Here's another one. I will do a parkour line. This is scheduled for 3 days delivery. It'll cost you $7.68.
What's
which
a
is,
line?
So, I am willing to do a lot of things that some thrill seekers find dangerous or scary. Pretty much like a Jackass skit or something like that. So he's filed this under celebrity impersonators, and the photo attached to it is just a terrifying, impassive photo of him.
Jesus Christ.
It's one of the worst photos I've ever seen.
Yeah, so like the celebrity that he's going to be impersonating is like ground meat or something.
Yeah.
Just a fucking grease stain on a skate park floor.
I am going to turn myself into a collection of shattered bones after trying to front flip off a ledge for you. I will assist you with drilling engineering for $7.68.
Drilling engineering?
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
I will do your drilling engineering related task. The problems related to drilling. Hashtag petroleum engineering. Hashtag geology. Hashtag oil and gas.
I know an archaeologist.
That's great, Demi. Oh. Oh, good. Oh, play that hit again. Guys, gather around. Gather. Yeah. Oh, there's someone in the room that knows an archaeologist for sure. Demi, won't you tell the guys?
I don't think I can.
I'm shy.
I'm shy.
But, name's Lonnie.
But seriously, that's so cool.
It is cool, isn't it? She digs holes. That was what I, you know, that was like, I've known her for like, you know, 6 months.
Mm.
And, but like, she's a housemate of a close friend.
Mm.
And she, the close friend was just like, yeah, that's Lonnie. We've known each other since we were kids. She digs holes for a job. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And she was wearing high vis. So I was like, oh, I guess she just like, you know, she's kind of a construction worker sort of. And she just like digs holes or trenches or something.
I think that.
I found out they'd fucking dinosaur holes.
Yeah, they're holes that things are already in. They're not holes to put things in.
She's not hiding anything. She's unearthing it.
She's the hider's natural enemy.
Yeah.
All these dinosaurs are down these there. Dinosaurs and the holes be like, ah.
As soon as that meteor came, they were like, run.
Okay, cover your eyes.
Oh my God. All right. No, you didn't count to 20.
Okay, whatever. Weird mammal species, you count to 25 trillion and then start looking.
Aha.
I'm nervous.
They have feathers, huh?
Yeah, they did have feathers in the pockets on their jeans, weirdly. That's another thing we just found out about them. Yeah, all the dinosaurs are wearing jeans.
They all wore jeans or slacks.
Hey, breaking news from dinosaur scientists.
Yeah.
All the dinosaurs were wearing jeans. They had wallet chains.
Yeah.
And weirdly, they were all actually pretty funny.
Yeah. And the girl ones had big tits. We just found out.
We
just found out.
Because there's no bones in there.
There's no bones in there, but we just figured it out.
We finally found a frozen Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
And the rack on this thing.
Oh, baby, she was honked up.
You gotta see it to believe it.
She had the fippa-doopers no one would believe, but we do.
Yeah, the reason those arms were so small was to make more room for that rack. Oh, my God. Long, beautiful, bulbous breasts.
Tactile, too.
Oh, God.
Basically, the tits took over the function of arms. They had little suckers on the bottom to pick things up.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so we got to keep looking down here. And it did cause back problems for let's think of a girl name of Tyrannosaurus Rex. She-Rex. Got it.
Great. I will say anything in a Yoda voice. So, three tiers here, basic, standard, or premium.
Oh, yeah, let me just wipe them up off of your face, Tom.
Okay.
There you go, 1, 2, and 3.
So that's been Fun with Homophones with Demi Lardner. Congratulations to Demi, whose powerful brain has recognized that words sound like other words. and decided to use that for comic effect.
Actually, you fucking cut me off before I told everybody that you were, like, weirded out that I bought cat diapers.
Okay, well, in my defense, the way that was introduced to me was you coming home from a long walk and saying, they didn't have any Nintendo Switch Joy-Cons, but I got this. And then you held up just a packet of fucking pet diapers. And I was like, great. How many fucking wrong turns did you take that you ended up with this?
They were at EB Games.
You're just going to be slapping them onto the side of the Switch being like, yeah. I wonder why Grizzly isn't answering me.
Grizzly, talk to me. Don't you remember me? It's actually kind of fucked up when you go to other islands and they have the same villages as you. And you're like, don't introduce yourself to me. You know me.
Hey, I'm
Grizzly. Grizzly.
Yeah, that would be
check
like...
Check the tattoo on your arm.
I will say anything in a Yoda voice. Here are the three tiers. Oh, I'm freaking crying over here.
Not again.
All right, basic, standard, premium. $7, $15.
I don't want to play in the tier space a little longer, but sure. There was more to be done.
Oh, okay. Well, let's pump the brakes and enjoy Demi's Fun Zone.
One.
Yep.
Two.
Oh.
Three.
Okay.
And then maybe...
Oh, like, didn't quite get three, actually. It's coming back out again.
Let me just grab that.
Mm-hmm.
Does it count as the same tier or is it different? Like when an amoeba turns into two. Anyway, I was thinking that we could do like a kind of mid-2010s like open mic-er joke where it's like, oh, now, and I'll use these as lube. Just like sort of like a fun, like a Cards Against Humanity.
So kind of going out of our way to make a joke that's not enjoyable.
Yeah.
And kind of stopping and doubling back.
Yeah.
Kind of stopping the car and being like, oh, hey, remember when we looked at that big hunk of shit before?
Yeah.
What I propose is we drive back there and each take a few licks at that
thing. Take a few licks, mush it around in our hands a little. It's like, because it reminds me of Cardigan Manity.
We found it. Hey, nice turd. It'd look better on my bedroom floor.
And then you scoop it up in a tissue that you brought. And you put it in your little Tupperware.
So this guy will record Yoda saying up to 1,000 words for $40. Here is one of the... Here is the one of the recorded ones that he has. So the
way downtown I am making.
Okay. And yes! We're going to get copyright stricken for the most perfect parody ever.
Fast I am walking.
Okay. And so here is the one that he's uploaded. It's Yoda sitting in the cockpit of an aeroplane. Okay. I don't know if you can see that.
Hopefully. No, I can't. You won't show me the screen. Oh, yeah. Okay. Is it an aeroplane? Is that not like a
That's
spaceship?
An aeroplane.
It's a space. It's an aeroplane.
Yes.
Why?
Well, check this out.
Fly plane into building, I must.
Woo! Okay.
So that's one of the ones where someone's paid.
Okay. I don't know whether I want to hear any more from this Yoda.
Okay, I understand. Here's one. I will take you on. This is from Scorpio613. I will make 10 bikini girls to hold surfboard with your logo. On the basic level, you can get 10 different bikini girls.
Well, you know what? For $9, I will ask 10 bikini girls to hold surfboard with your logo.
That's so nice that they have that ethical option there. It's so good to have that proper like Whole Foods consideration for the consumer in the marketplace. So basic is 10, standard 25, but for $23, Demi, you can get 40 different bikini girls holding surfboards with your logo
what?
On it. What? Yep. The files were delivered as JPEG with great quality, unlimited revision till satisfaction. So you can get in there and say, can you put the surfboard over the bikini girl? I'm kind of working on a Christian brand and that doesn't really gel with it.
Could you move the tits to the back? Distracted. He's gonna edit it till I'm happy. Edit the woman.
Yeah, those are great. And now, could you make those smaller and maybe shorter hair? And if I could add a penis and balls around just below the midsection of the body,
and also like I know that it's just a picture, but if when you make them smaller, can you make them denser? That's what I want.
Yeah, maybe just hunch the back. Make it like these things hurt.
Like a dying star.
Ow.
If tonight I could just see you.
It's good, huh?
This guy says, I will do a backflip and say whatever you want. I watched one of his videos. It's just a 16-year-old kid doing a backflip, then walking up very close to the camera and being like, oh, happy birthday, Martin. Oh, man. He's really good at his backflip, but he...
I want to know, like, I wish I could get numbers on, like, how many people have taken them up on it. Because I imagine, like, the backflip kid, it would be, like, all people being like, Epstein didn't kill himself, say that.
Well, he has 2 5-star reviews. There is like
Hey, Tom, I got a question over here. Could you tell? What do the reviews say?
They are just positive. They say delivered on time and great backflip.
Cool.
And then the other one says, cool backflip and said just what I wanted him to. The
Yeah, if he didn't, that would be like a really fucked up, like, why would he? Like,
just doing the backflip and still sending it off, but you're like, I'm sorry, I forgot my lines while I was upside down. During the backflip, I forgot my lines.
The words fell out of my head.
This guy will do a backflip. Before or after the backflip, I will say your message. You can decide if you want me to say it before or after. So you could get him to say, I'm going to do a backflip, and then he'd do it.
No, I would get him to say that after he's done it.
Oh, so you know there's another backflip that's done.
Yeah,
off
I don't,
because
I don't want him to quit.
This guy, lifestyle celebrity impersonators. This is by user Ricardo.
I really
want
to get a backflip video.
It's really hard. Man, I've genuinely been so tempted to get so many of these fucking things. There's so many of them where it's just like a really charming, like, there's a real cottage industry of like African men and women just recording themselves saying things and holding out flags, being like, happy birthday, and then dabbing. And they're like, they're getting, there's a lot of people using them just because teens are like, ha.
What, because of a dab?
Yeah. And it's just like, ha. Like, it's funny to spend money on something that weird. But there's like one guy who wears sunglasses and just takes his camera out to the jungle, as he describes it, and then will walk in to frame and go like, you are very cool. Thanks for being my friend. And then do a dab.
That rules.
It rips. And there's a bunch of people who just do Fortnite dances.
Fuck.
It's a real cottage industry. On the other end of the spectrum, you have Ricardo Rubio, who is under celebrity impersonators. He's listed as, I will do Homer voice yellow character.
Is there a sample of Homer voice yellow character?
There is not. There is a single picture. Which is voice, which says on it, voiceover Homer Spanish, fuck. There's a single picture which says on it, voiceover Homer Spanish Latino.
Oh, my favorite, one of my favorite games, which people can play at home, is just get Spanish audio clips of The Simpsons up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And don't let your partner watch it and be like, hey, what scene is this? And play it. And sometimes it's just Homer going, oh,
it's pretty
like,
good.
What scene is that?
Oh, Bart.
It's a fun game.
About this gig, I will record a greeting or say what you want with the voice of your yellow character, Homer. It can be a birthday greeting or a message for your project. And there's only one tier. This will cost you $15. You get one revision and you'll do it in 2 days. I'm going to record a greeting or say what you want with the voice of yellow character.
Only one tier this time.
Mm.
Just like the Native American man looking at the land that was once so clean and his, except he was played by a man who was not a Native American man.
Yep. This one is, I will diagnose your symptoms as best as I can. Tell me your symptoms and I will diagnose them as best as I can with the given circumstances.
So is that that's for, is that in USD? Seems like it's an American.
It seems like an American one on the downside. If you're looking at this, it will take them 3 days to get around to you.
Ooh, boy. I hope I don't have that 3-day cock rot or whatever else.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
The way I see it, this thing can only get bigger.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yeah, because the fungal growth on there is just giving you girth.
Exactly.
This is the worst podcast I've ever heard or done.
This is a really interesting one, a great gray area in entrepreneurship. I will send you all the books of Harry Potter, 8 books in PDF format. And that's written by J.K. Rowling. No, just Sigma 2088.
Shithead turf, joke Rowling.
Yes. Arliss. This is one of my favorite ones. I got to the point of typing in my payment details for this one and then was like, I can't do this.
What is it? I can't wait.
Because we're at the point where like we don't really have jobs. Well, we have sources of income, but we don't have, our future is pretty up in the air.
It depends on us. Basically, we have no.
And I would say this about us. We are not dependable or responsible people.
No, but my management's pretty good.
Yep. Anyway.
Getting me work.
Seems like a good time to plug our Twitch channels. Twitch.tv/TomWalker is good and Twitch.tv/DamiLardner or DoggerRombo.
It might be DoggerRombo if it's been 2 months.
I will send you a dope picture of my modded car. I will send you a cool picture of my modded race car and it will be a random photo. If you want a different photo of the car, I will also send you more.
How much is it?
$7 Australian.
Oh, I really want it.
Right?
I really want it. I want to get it framed.
I know. I know, it's so hard to look at that and not be like, that's the fucking poison of this place, because you just keep looking at these dumb things. Like this one, I found a lady her thing is, I will take you on a trip through Europe. For $46, you can get one unique photo.
Oh my God.
For $53, she'll give you a photo and she'll write 500-word story for it. Oh. And then for $153, you get four unique photos of Europe. So she's saying she'll take you on a trip through Europe. You're just going to get like a photo of, I don't know, the Arc de Triomphe or something.
And how much was the one where she'll write the 500 words?
It was $53. So it's just like...
The first couple of words are, Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of number 4, Privet Drive. We're proud to say that they were perfectly normal. Thank you very much.
I will send you a mystery gift. There's a lot of these ones around. People just saying, yeah, send me $5. And you could get something worth $100. I didn't even need to say that's a scam. Obviously, these all have like 1-star reviews on them. But it's like, what are you doing?
The stack and block machine at the fucking arcade.
Yeah.
It's like you could get a PS4 or you could get fuck all, you jackheaded dumb shit.
But it's even worse than that, because it's you sending off to someone. It's like you sending... $20 in the mail to someone who's like, oh, I own one of those machines and I'll play it for you and give you what you get for $20.
Yeah.
And then you send the $20 off and he just sends you back, oh, I got the worst prize.
I got a bad prize.
So you don't
prize.
Get anything. You get this.
Or what if they it's send worth you back one like cent. A tear-stained Xbox and they're like, I won, but I really wanted this.
I vowed to be an honest man.
I vowed.
I will give you an original Fourball Adidas. So it's just a picture of a soccer ball.
I'm original, and this is my fool ball. And if whence who touches it becomes whence of them.
Yep.
Fool ball, hexagonal.
Original and white Adidas football for Champions League. Please buy new and original and amazing football for amazing and nice person. Take it before you lose.
Get it, quit, Tom.
Gotta take it before I lose.
He's flipping away.
Anyway, this is my favorite one. It just says, I will teach you how to make sushi. It's $91.
Woof.
And the picture on it is of someone pouring green liquid into a glass. That's the only information on the how to make sushi fiver. So it seems
it's for sushi energy.
It seems like the dish that could go the most wrong.
Yeah.
If you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'd say that this guy's working from less of a knowledge base than I am.
I'll make you a healthy anthrax sandwich.
Yes. I have one more. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. So this one is from Shlomi Hoss.
Obviously. You don't have to tell me that.
There's like an
area. Most of the things on Fiverr are from Shlomi Hoss.
Shlomi is is actually a very...
Shlomi's a sick name. Very advanced guy. S-C-H? Sure. And then is there like an umlaut over there?
S-H-L-O-M-I.
S-H-L-O-M-I. Wow.
This guy is an Israeli comedy writer. All I do is see what's funny in the world and write it down. For $30, I will write a unique, awesome comedic scripts or funny text. And then for $92, he will write a good quality, unique comedic script, speech, sketch, or social media post / funny punch-up text.
Because when you said, like, all I do is, like, notice what's funny in the world and write it down, and I was thinking just, like, from his imagination, just, like, dog in big, big warm hat.
I mean, that does sound nice. I think if I wrote that down, I would spend a few minutes staring at the paper in appreciation.
I think so, too.
Right?
Yes.
So this is a thing he's wrote. I'll read this example that he's put up on the site.
Okay, is this a script or is this an idea or a tweet?
So... none of that information is given.
Okay.
For this. I think I've been able to work out what it is.
Okay.
There are some clues. So, this is written with Michael, and then colon, then in brackets, after you introduce yourself, you'll say, and then this. Ever since I signed up for this charity fundraiser, I've been thinking about... ... what to talk about tonight. Right? So, the coronavirus is a pretty hot topic these days. And I was thinking about telling y'all how my life changed. Then there's a forward slash, and then he's written, there's a bracket, and then this is in bold. Say the word slash.
Okay.
Close bracket. Began to suck. So how my life changed slash began to suck. Ever since this all virus madness started. Let me just say this, not only because my beautiful and lovely wife's not here, it's just that she's totally freaking out regarding the implications of this new threat to our family's life, which I get. I totally get. But I must admit that all I can think of while standing on this amazing stage is not, oh God, please keep this coronavirus away from me so my children won't get infected, but, all right, let's see who's got the virus in him. Come out, wherever you are. So excuse me while I play I Spy with My Little Eye, strictly between myself and I, trying to identify people that sweats in an odd way or someone who coughs too much. Where are you, people? And I'm not even doing so because I'm scared for my life. I'm doing that because I'm scared of my wife. I mean, it's time someone said it out loud. Men that are not scared of their wives are just not married yet, okay? So the last thing... So I wanted to read this. Because to me, this guy is the closest I've seen to mastering the art of, like, writing like Trump.
Oh, wow. I was going to say fever dream.
Yeah, that also. So the last thing I wanted to talk about was actually... A confession I had. Sometimes I feel that in our home, my wife and I have this unnatural, or natural, depends on where you're standing, hierarchy, where sadly for me, I get to be the people, and lucky for her, my wife got to be the almighty and powerful Congress. When I say Congress, I mean it in a way that, yes, I'm the one who chose this woman over two other unfaithful girlfriends to be my long-life partner. And again, by long-life partner, I mean the one who's responsible speaking for the both of us and the one who makes all the big and important decisions for our family's future. And while admitting that it's a lot of fun not having to deal with day-to-day crap, there are a lot of times where I'm just being filled in from our kids about new decrees in retrospect. Oh, so that's why she's not speaking to me. And one of the reasons it pisses me off is that many times when I want to revolt against it and her sometimes fascistic regime, I know for a fact that by doing so, I'm heading towards a suicide mission in which, for me, there won't be a happy ending.
Anyway, where are you from?
And that's the end of the speech.
Oh, God!
So that's to introduce a charity fundraiser. Anyway, let's give it up for ALS, huh?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Great.
It really takes a turn, huh?
It was about the Roni.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for coming here. Coronavirus exists. If we all band together, we can kill my wife.
What the fuck?
Please let us kill my awful wife.
All right.
My gigantic, awful wife.
Kill my wife, please.
Anyway, that's
a classic.
That's my five of shit.
Jesus Christ.
So good, right?
Yeah, man.
Whoa.
I don't even know.
I was genuine. I think I might. I'm always so tempted to get on Fiverr and like get in there. Friend of the pod. I'm saying it. I'm establishing
Ew.
It. Sam Taunton.
Taunts.
He used a bunch of Fiverr
so
animation.
So weird.
He is a genuinely strange man who looks like a completely normal hot guy.
He seems normal and then he's just so weird. He was like, I saw him like a couple of weeks ago when we were still like proper in lockdown, but you were allowed to be like a couple feet apart if you were talking to friends. Like me and B were just standing outside talking and he walked past just drinking a beer and we're like, hey, dude. And he was like, what's up? And I was like, are you just drinking in the street? And he was like, can't we do this now? No, you fucking idiot.
He rules.
What do you mean?
He was talking about how he used Fiverr animation for his Stan Lockdown Comedy Festival thing. Because he was just like, I think it'll be funny to get, you know, a purposely strange feel to animation. And then anyway, he was like talking about it to Tom Cashman, who he has a podcast with called The Good Stuff. Plug for that. Cashman was like, yeah, Taunts was telling me about this, and he was telling me about it with the vibe of someone who just discovered offshoring a business. Like, it's like, oh, dude, you can pay this guy in Indonesia so much less money than you can do it in Australia.
Jesus
so why
Christ.
Would anyone do it?
Oh,
and it's
my
like,
dude,
no,
dude.
This is not good, Taunts.
Oh, buddy.
No, I found a money-saving loophole. He's great.
I love Taunts.
Yeah. Anyway, that's 53 minutes. We can edit it down.
Okay.
Gee.
Oh, yeah, no, great. And leave all this in too.
I don't want to.
No?
No. Should we,
well, I'm actually not going to speak anymore, so you're going to have to.
All right, thanks so much for listening, guys. We've got a Patreon for a fortnightly bonus episode. Wander on over there, patreon.com/bigsofttitty. And as always, love you so fucking much. We also have a BBC thing out. And no, fuck, not BBC. Someone got mad at me in the group. But, well, not mad at me. Just I kept saying that I was correct and I'm always right about everything. And then I was wrong.
I got really mad.
So it's on Channel 4, which isn't BBC.
But also, I just wanted to say because people have been sending messages about whether we have our cat dog pins still.
Oh.
And we do. They're on my Big Cartel, which is Demi Lardner Cool Business.
Yeah.
Big Cartel shop. And we still got our pins that we did not request us to be a naked cat dog, but that is what James Fosdyke drew.
God bless him. God bless the twisted mind of clown prince of drawing himself.
Yeah, and we're going to start releasing our We Have No Strong Feelings About Harry Potter podcast. It's going to be a movie behind, basically. So we're doing it in seasons. We finished the first season of the first movie, and now we're going to start recording the second movie and releasing weekly.
Hey, look at how I'm sitting. Is it normal for this to hurt the legs?
No, legs bud, I'm doing the exact same thing.
Oh, my legs don't hurt. This sucks.
Are you just getting old?
I mean, yeah, and older. Every fucking podcast we do, I get older and older. I only age when the mic is on. Anyway, bye.
I've hurt.
Let's stick around.
I'm hurting.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.